Hello, friends. Is your favorite sport football? Or maybe it's football. Or does your mama not want you playing that foosball? Either way, it can be kind of frustrating sometimes when you have a miscommunication with someone. But sometimes it can also be kind of funny, especially if it's with your bro. Today's story is about a situation like that. It's called Bro, or football by any other name. Evander said to Zeke, "Hey, we should go outside and play. The sun is shining bright, and I don't want to waste the day." "Bro, that is a great idea, and I know just the game. We'll kick the ball around the yard, and football is its name." "I'd love to play some football, but I think that you're confused. We'd throw the football back and forth," Van chuckled, quite amused. "You lost your mind for sure, Scarebro. You have a mixed up season. You cannot use your hands. They call it football for a reason. You kick it in a great big net. That's how you score a point. Now get your butt in gear, because it is time to blow this joint." "Hold up, Bro Montana. Now, you say you scored just one? In football, you get 6 each time you make a touchdown run. But you will never get one, because I'll tackle you each time. Knock you to the ground till you're as speechless as a mime." "Broseph, that's against the rules to hit someone that hard. The ref will blow his whistle and give you a yellow card." I think you mean a yellow flag, just like a handkerchief. "But you won't get one just for smashing someone to next week. You'd have to hold them, Bro-y Tribbiani, like a hug. Or maybe go offsides, or give their mask a little tug." "Bro Diddly, now we're talking. No, you cannot go offside. But I really don't know what that means, no matter how I try. And what's this crazy talk about some masks out in the field? Is this superhero dress up with a flowing cape and shield? Get a clue, Professor Plum. Now why is this so hard? Let's toss around the pigskin while we run around the yard." "Pigskin? Gross! I've had enough, my Bro Dimaggi bro. Maybe I'll kick you somewhere over the rainbow." "Boys, you need to stop with all this clawing like the cat. Release him from that headlock. Sons, that's enough of that. I heard all of your nonsense out here clucking like some hens. But honestly, each one is right, and both make perfect sense. Van is talking football from a U.S. point of view. And since that's where we live, it is an easy thing to do. But all around the world, the game is just as Zeke described. We just call it soccer, so I cannot pick a side."
"I was right! No, you're not, bro! Dad!"
"Bros, just go and play some hockey with your skates down on your feet, or I'll make you scrub the toilets with a toothbrush on the seat."
Yeah!
The end!
One quick apology. I may have gotten a little carried away and had too much fun with my bro references. If you don't understand any, just ask your parents. Or maybe Alexa. Bye.
"I was right. No, you're not. Dad."
Oh, thank you.